But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. And then the end will come, when he hands the kingdom over to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he has put everything under his feet. Now when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all.
Amen.
In the previous passage, Apostle Paul tells us that if Christ has not been raised from the dead, our faith and teachings are useless, and we are still in our sins. However, here he proclaims Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Then, what does his resurrection mean to us? First, Jesus is the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. Apostle Paul calls Jesus' resurrection the firstfruits. The word firstfruits means the first in a series of many. It's like the first graduating class from Cal State Long Beach in 1957. Are they the only class to have ever graduated from Cal State Long Beach? No! They're the first fruits. Since then, many others after them, year after year, have also graduated from CSULB. Since Jesus' resurrection was the first fruits, many other resurrections after his will take place.
Amen.
This shows that Jesus has brought life and resurrection to the entire world. Just as Adam brought sin and death through his sin to the entire world. For as in Adam all die, in Christ all will be made alive.
Amen.
But each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, and then when he comes, those who belong to him. All throughout human history, people have struggled to avoid death. They have surgery to look young, they take medicinal herbs, and they even freeze their bodies in hyperbolic time chambers. But ultimately, no matter how hard they try, in Adam, all die. What a sad and hopeless life they live. Their efforts are useless and completely in vain. But Jesus has done something to change the entire course of human history. The hope of defeating death has finally come to the entire world. Christ, the first fruits, has indeed been raised from the dead. And all those in Christ will experience resurrection and will have life.
Amen.
And this is the good news that we have in Jesus.
Amen.
Second, Jesus' resurrection marks the beginning of God's conquest over his enemies, resulting in God's creation order being restored. Verse 24 begins, "Then the end will come." When we think about this expression very carefully, we see the resurrection is directly related to the end of this fallen world. Until Jesus came, there was no victory in human history, because all man's life ended in death. And when all man's life ended in death, there was no hope, meaning happiness in anything. But then Jesus came, he fought against death and defeated it by rising from the dead. This was the first victory mankind ever had. Indeed, Jesus is our true hero and the champion of all mankind.
Amen.
Jesus. Okay. Until Jesus came. Until Jesus came, there was no victory in human history. But then, God's conquest to restore things began. The resurrection marks the beginning of God's conquest. And through the resurrection, the hope and vision of victory in Christ was planted in the hearts of a few people who followed Jesus. And with God's kingdom in their heart, God's kingdom spread throughout Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Wherever this gospel was preached, lives were changed, completely restored. The light shined and darkness removed. People finally can have happiness, fulfillment, see the purpose of their own life in Jesus Christ. Indeed, this conquest goes on to this very day. Anyone who is in Christ, who accepts Jesus, experiences victory in their life. Victory over sorrows, so no more depression and gloom, but fulfillment, joy, happiness. People can laugh loudly if they want to.
Amen.
Victory over sins, Now we can live a holy life before God. Amen. Victory over sense of meaninglessness. So now we can put our hope in the kingdom of God and live as powerful disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus sets us free from that cursed life to live with peace, joy, with a living hope in victory over sins and death through His resurrection. This conquest goes on today in our life. This conquest goes on today in the entire world. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. When Jesus comes at His second coming, our time will come to be resurrected, and death will be destroyed completely. The end of this fallen world will come, and a new heaven and a new earth will begin. After Jesus completes His conquest, He will hand the kingdom over to God the Father, and the Son Himself, along with all those who are in Christ, will be made subject to God, as He is made all in all. God's redemption work will be finally complete, and His creation order will be restored. As I started college at CSUOB, I thought this would be the perfect time to really live life. But I was lost, dead, and looking for fulfillment. I was living a party lifestyle, struggling with drugs, alcohol, and homosexuality. My heart was crying out for deliverance and something to fill the void that I had in my heart. Then God sent His servant to me to teach me the Bible. Once a week, I came to Bible study and left the library thinking about how I had really enjoyed it. I was still struggling with my dark, sinful life, but still came to Jesus, knowing He was my true source of life and light. Then God touched my heart in Mark chapter 2, verse 5, my life key verse. It reads, "When Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" Like the guilt-ridden paralytic from my key verse, I struggled to come to Jesus every week in Bible study, knowing He was my only hope and my way to have true life. Out of His love and mercy, He told me, "Son, your sins are forgiven." He told me everything I did against God, completely forgiven. I no longer felt condemned and guilty because of myself. Not only that, but He called me son. This expression of love was exactly what I needed to hear. Jesus knows me really well. Now the highway was laid out and I could pursue God and the plan that He had all along for my life. When I studied the book of Genesis during the summer 2011, I accepted God's covenant to decisively live for Him. This would be just the beginning of the dynamic, adventure-filled life I'm living to this very day. Currently, I am pursuing God's mission on the campus of CSUOB. In spite of who I was, God called me to be a messenger of His word, a shepherd to shine the light of Jesus in lost college students. Fall 2011 was my first semester teaching the Bible. God blessed me 1 week to teach 18 Bible studies while still passing my classes. I didn't have a car yet, so every Friday and Sunday I took the bus from the dorms in Long Beach here to church in Torrance while getting rides back from the brothers. But recently over spring break, God blessed me with my license. I'm just praying for a car. This semester has also been really blessed. I have a prayer topic of 15 Bible studies, and so far I've been teaching between 12 and 14 Bible studies each week. However, the most important aspect of this mission is that through me, a servant of God, each and every student individually will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I struggle to pray at least an hour every night, bringing my students' cases before God. God has helped me to really begin developing a shepherd's heart for my sheep as I pray with His vision and heart. I have been blessed to also meditate on God's words and to really have find joy in having fellowship with Him. As I continue to serve God, I will remember Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. So Jesus has conquered death. What else is there He cannot conquer? It says He must reign until He has put all His enemies under His feet. My own life in Christ has been a life of victory. I can actually fight my sin problems and find peace and joy in the midst of hardship. One by one, I have seen these enemies defeated as Jesus gives me victory in this conquest. There is no need for me to be worried or stressed. Jesus offers eternal life and resurrection in Him. There is no more death, so nothing can stop me. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
I praise God for demolishing the stronghold of sin in my life and now the stronghold of death in my life. Because Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. I can really pursue this mission with all my heart and put my hope in Jesus' victory, who destroyed death by rising from the dead through his resurrection. I am no longer a lost soul, hopeless in this world, but a child of God and a soldier for Christ. Amen. God has sent me sheep to raise up into mighty warriors. Amen. This mission that I pursue is a part of the conquest Jesus has been doing since his resurrection. I can teach the word of God by faith. I can pray by faith that Jesus will have the final victory and put all his enemies under his feet. Amen. I pray that I pursue this mission wholeheartedly. God will use me as his servant to spread the word of God that he may save souls on the campus of CSUOB. This is all a part of God's great redemption plan that he may be all in all. I long to see the day when I will reign with my Lord Jesus and have eternal fellowship with the Father as he is made all in all. One word, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.